Good evening, everyone. We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, July 9th, 2019. Item two on our agenda this evening, Pledge of Allegiance. Councilmember Fleischer, would you do the honors of leading the pledge, please, tonight? Thank you.
Ready? Lift.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Joe. Item three, roll call. Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Fleischer?
Here.
Councilmember Dominguez?
Here.
Councilmember Mello?
Here.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Here.
Mayor Hanson?
Here. Thank you, Tara. Item four, public comment, written communications. Item four A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time and recognized by the mayor, vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. The public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record, and oral communications will be limited to 3 minutes. Any public comments on any matters tonight? Any matters not on the agenda? Mr. Ross? Evening, Doug.
Good evening. Doug Ross, D-O-U-G-R-O-S-S, resident of Willows. I'd like to extend thanks, other than writing it in my column, extend thanks in this form to Jose Hanson, who last week on a hot day when my bicycle went haywire and I was unable even to push it, I walked around to the downtown past his house and he enabled me within about half an hour, I was back up and running. Thank you, Jose. Thank you, Willows.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Ross, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any additional public comments on any matters not on the agenda? Evening, Mr. Hanson.
Hello, Jose Hanson, H-A-N-S-E-N, citizen of the community of Willows. I didn't plan to speak as normal, but I did want to come up here and say thank you all for your maturity and professionalism as a body of individuals about the sewer issue. It's a very dynamic issue. It's a troublesome issue. It remains to be seen what's going to happen with that. The people that wanted to say something did not have a majority number to go through, but you did something from how you felt was right, and I thought that was very mature, professional, and neat, and I'm sad for poor Mr. Salisbury, has to go through and work the whole thing all over again, but I guess that's just how it works, but I thought that was really neat. I just wanted to say that as I stood out there, as people came in, there was, besides myself and Walter Michael, there was not a single person that came into the audience that was under 60 years of age, and I think that's a sad thing because this issue concerns everybody in our community, and I just don't know how to pull people out. People are only pulled out, of course, people on a limited income, that's going to hurt their wallet, it hurts my wallet too, I'm not in a good financial situation myself, but how do we get people to come out? And I'm noticing there's nobody getting here today. What do we do? It's a rhetorical question, not waiting for answer, but if you can think of anything, and you find me on the street and say, hey, I thought of an idea, I'd like to pull more people in here, get involved. You guys do an excellent job. If we just had a state government like you run your body here, or if we had a federal government that was more mature, we could get some stuff done, but what you do here is really great, and I love you guys.
Thanks, Jose. Thank you for your comments. Any additional public comment this evening? Very good. Thank you for your comments. Item five, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the city council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council consider item five A, approval of the minutes of the special meeting, sewer rate adjustment public hearing meeting held on June 12th, 2019. Consider item five B, approval of the minutes of the regular city council meeting held on June 25th, 2019. And consideration of item five C, approval of the minutes of the special meeting continuance of the sewer rate adjustment in accordance with Proposition 218, held on June 28th, 2019. Pleasure of the council in reference to the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I request that we approve the consent agenda as stated.
Mr. Fleischer has moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Dominguez has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously 5-0. Moving on to item six, ordinances. Consider reading by title only, passage of the second reading and adoption of an ordinance amending certain section of Chapter 9.20 of the Willows Municipal Code regarding cannabis sales and delivery in the city of Willows. This matter is titled as an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows amending Willows Municipal Code Chapters 9.20.070, per in retail dispensary cannabis business licenses, per in, 9.20.071, per in retail dispensary cannabis business license applications, per in, and 9.20.074, per in retail dispensary cannabis business license fees and taxes, per in, and 9.20.080, per in general conditions for all retail dispensary cannabis licenses, per in, for the regulation of cannabis use, cultivation, sales, and other cannabis activities in the city of Willows. City Attorney Robert Hunt, good evening, Mr. Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. By way of reminding you, I think when we addressed this the first time on June 12th, I think is when it came before you the first time for the first reading. We have an ordinance in place in the city of Willows which authorizes certain activities with regard to cannabis use, possession, and sales within the city of Willows currently. This ordinance before you tonight is does two things. It essentially cleans up issues to try to catch up with state regulation, number one. And the second thing it does is try to do an end run around state regulation or deregulation that we think is improper, and that has to do with unrestricted deliveries in the city. What it does particularly is it does remove the current prohibition against deliveries in the city, which is in our current code. However, the State Bureau of Cannabis Control, as you recall last time, has ruled that deliveries can be made virtually without exception anywhere in the state. And then we add a new 9.20.070, which regulates cannabis deliveries and essentially says the deliveries may be made only by licensed retail establishments in the city and their staff pursuant to the security regulations that they have established to obtain their license in the city. The third aspect is if one of the retail establishments sells manufactured cannabis products, we would like them to have a Glynn County health permit, simply safety, for safety issues. The third thing it does is it prohibits drive-through and walk-up window sales. Purchasers must go into the establishment, prove their identity and their age to make a purchase. The next thing it does is had to do with state licenses. As you recall, when we adopted this ordinance initially, we required state licenses before we would issue a city license. The state has now said they will not issue state licenses until there is a city license. So we have crafted a provision here where we will issue a city license, but the establishment can't go into business until they have a state license. And we've done that by creating a final step, which we call a certificate of authority. When they walk in with a use permit, the state license, the city license, and the location and all the security procedures and operating procedures, then we will issue a COA and they can open their doors and do business. That's how we tried to get around the state on that one. We did add an explicit requirement for a use permit. I believe it was in the ordinance previously and inferred, but we've added a provision which makes it explicit. The last thing it does is clarify an issue on fees and taxes. Section 9.20.080, subsection G, actually describes the business fee currently as a tax. It is not a tax, it's a regulatory fee. And we're attempting to change that language so that we're more in line with the law, and it does become a regulatory enforceable fee. And that's basically what this ordinance does. It's clean up and run around the state's attempt to deregulate even further.
Okay, Mr. Hunt, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Before we move forward, council members, any questions for Mr. Hunt, references, Mayor? Of course, this is the second reading this evening on this matter. And we've already had a public hearing on this. So anyway, so Nothing further? Okay, council members. Pledge of the council in reference to reading this matter by title only.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance next in line be read by title only.
Mr. Domenigetti has moved that the ordinance next in line be read by title only. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello has seconded. Further discussion? Madam City Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Nay.
Councilmember Domenigetti?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Matter carries 4-1. Pledge of the council in reference to passage of the second reading and adoption.
Looks like it's me, huh? Mr. Mayor, I move that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows, amending Willows Municipal Code Chapter 9.20.070, retail dispensary cannabis business license 9.20.071, retail dispensary cannabis business license application 9.20.074, retail dispensary cannabis business license fees and taxes, and 9.20.080, general conditions for all retail dispensary cannabis licenses for the regulation of cannabis use, cultivation, sales, and other cannabis activities in the City of Willows, past second reading.
And you also, in your motion, requesting that it be adopted?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance, this ordinance next in line, I just read, be adopted.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mello. Mr. Mello has moved that this ordinance as read pass second reading and adoption. Council member, discussion?
Not really, it's
well, first of all, let me back up. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Vice Mayor Warren has seconded. I got ahead of myself a little bit. It's been moved and seconded. So, further discussion. I'm sorry, Mr. Mello.
No, it's just,
now's your turn.
Just getting things in order because it's here today and we just either go with it or go in the past.
Yeah, very good, Mr. Mello. Thank you. Any further comments?
Well, I'd like to kind of regenerate kind of what I said before is I think a large percentage of this I'm agreeing with. It's just that delivery part that I have a real hard time with, and with what I do with our youth and trying to get people away from drugs, I can't in good conscience really agree with any of it to begin with. So I know it has to be done. I knew it was gonna pass, but I just don't want my name attached to that with what I do with our children and our community.
Okay, Mr. Fletcher, thank you very much. Mr. Domenigetti?
No, not got nothing.
Very good. Vice Mayor Warren? Very good. Well, just this is housekeeping legislation, as you know, we discussed at the last meeting when the matter came up for passage of the first reading. The Bureau of Cannabis Control was not a functioning organization, or even probably a thought at the time this ordinance was crafted, and now we have the Bureau of Cannabis Control to deal with, which has thrown some monkey wrench into the works. So it's just strictly housekeeping legislation, so I think we're all in agreement on our views on marijuana on this body. It's been set enough, but so that's the way I'm looking at it. So anyway, so well, very good. Any further discussion, council members? Okay, so the matter's been moved and seconded to pass second reading and to be adopted. Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Nay.
Councilmember Domenigetti?
Nay.
Councilmember Mello?
Yes.
Aye. Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. The matter carries 3-2. Thank you very much. Moving on to item 7, regular business agenda items requiring council action. Item 7A, by motion, extend the contract for audit services with Roy R. Seiler, CPA, for one additional year, fiscal year June 30th, 2020, with cost of services not to exceed $12,500 for fiscal year end June 30th, 2020, and authorize the Administrative Services Director to sign the contract extension. Administrative Services Director Tim Salisbury. Good evening, Mr. Salisbury.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. Originally, Mr. Seiler was going to stop his audit operations with fiscal year ending June 30th, 2019 work. He informed me back in the spring that he was considering going for one more year. I'm very appreciative of that because Mr. Seiler in addition to having done some outstanding work for us in the past, will have the ongoing and on flow of him having the institutional and historical knowledge of the EDA and CDBG over-the-counter grant as it pertains to the South Willows project. And I think it's important, given the complicated history of that, that we don't have to reinvent the wheel with an auditor. So he said he'd be going for one more year. I appreciate that opportunity to have him help usher us through the completion of that project and all the federal compliance audit work that he'll need to do that goes along with that. And so with that, I would like council concurrence that we extend the contract for one more year at an amount not to exceed $12,500. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Very good, Mr. Salisbury. Thank you very much. Council members, questions, comments from Mr. Salisbury in reference to this matter? Mr. Dominguez.
Yeah, I'm in favor of this, and it's important to have someone with the knowledge working on these grants. Grant accounting, reporting, et cetera, is not an easy job. Question for you, Tim. Do you expect next year to do an RFP?
Yes, we'll be going to RFP for 2021 and beyond. Mm-hmm. I want to warn the council right now that when we did the last three-year renewal with Mr. Seiler, I did some informal checking around. The cheapest amount I found, and again, this goes back 3 years now, the cheapest of our neighboring cities was $20,000 for the audit. So we are going to need to be prepared for the fact that the cost of a non-value-added service is going to get more expensive for us following the completion of this contract.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. All good things come to an end sooner or later, and Roy's done a good job for a long time at a very reasonable cost.
Absolutely. But
yeah, no, I'm in favor of this.
Okay,
no more questions.
Thank you, Larry. Any further questions, comments? Mr. Mello?
A couple of years ago, I checked on the cost of auditing cities and corporations and couldn't find one under $10,000.
No.
It's a need, and it's not one under $10,000. So the price is right. And how long has Mr. Seiler been doing this for us?
Quite a long time. I was the predecessor auditor before I came to work here.
So how many years?
He's been at it for a while. 18?
18 years? So he knows the system. It's good to finish out with him. Yeah, that's all.
Okay, Mr. Mello, thank you. Any further comments?
No, I'm appreciative that Mr. Snyder is going to stick around for at least 10 years. So.
Very good. Mr. Fletcher?
Nothing.
No, I agree with all the comments. Mr. Snyder's breadth of experience is amazing, and especially with the South Willows infrastructure project, you know, that's real important. So I think it's good. It's just good business practice to go one more year with Mr. Seiler, and his pricing is fair, and he does excellent work, outstanding work. So we've been lucky to have a long-time association with him. So very good. Anything further, council members? Okay, pleasure of the council in reference to this item.
Do you want it?
Who wants it?
I'll do it. Mr. Mayor, I move we extend the contract for audit services with Roy R. Seiler, CPA, for one additional year. Fiscal year ending June 30th, 2020, with cost of services not to exceed $12,500 for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2020, and authorize the Administrative Services Director to sign the contract extension.
Mr. Dominguez, has moved to approve the matter as read and as presented. Is there a second?
I second it.
Mr. Fletcher has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously, 5-0. Thank you very much. Thank you. Moving on to item 8, council staff reports comments. Item 8A, staff reports comments. Interim City Manager Chief Peabody. Good evening, Chief.
Good evening, Mayor Hansen, members of the council. First off, I'd like to congratulate the Chamber and the 4th of July Committee for a good show that they put on down at the park during the day and then the show on at night. On that same thing. I also would like to say that how disappointed I am in the community with the illegal fireworks that were being shot up in the air all over between the county and the city. We will be doing further enforcement next year on that process. It's been a very good year. No major incidents out of the 4th of July, and it was a great show that the Chamber put on. So we appreciate them and what they've done for the community. With that also, Sheriff Warren is here tonight, and you have your June stats available. If you would like to have any questions, he is there for that. And July 27th is the Community Cleanup Day that Mr. Soth has put together out at the wastewater treatment plant.
Very good, Chief. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sheriff Warren, evening, Sheriff.
Evening, Mayor, members of council. I'd be willing to take any questions you have. Statistically wise, things are about as they have been going. The one thing I would say is some of the legislature that has come through the state of California, you're seeing the impacts on it. Prop 47, which changed a lot of the drug laws, is the first time I've seen our major amount of arrests were narcotics-related arrests and not other arrests. 42% of the arrests we made this month were related to narcotics. So it definitely hasn't, it may have kept them out of jail, but it hasn't kept it from getting arrested and released over and over again. Other than that, the only other thing I would like to point out really isn't specific to the city of Willows, but AB 392 did pass state legislature and is on Governor Newsom's desk. I fully expect Governor Newsom to sign the bill. The bill is relating to police use of force, and I honestly believe that that is going to have a severe impact upon law enforcement, and the repercussions of that will remain to be seen, but it is very worrisome to me.
Absolutely. Here we are in California. Oh, boy. Yeah. Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you very much. Council members, questions, comments? Sheriff Warren?
No, I do have one for Fire Chief Peabody.
Mr. Dominguez, sure.
Wayne, I'm assuming these aerial fireworks are not bought at the local fireworks stands?
They are not, no. The fireworks that are permitted and sold within the city Willows are safe and sane fireworks.
Yeah.
Anything that shoots up into the air are not safe and sane fireworks.
Yes, I noticed a few observing the fireworks the other night, yeah. So, yeah, it's a good way to start a fire.
One of the largest fires we've had in the city was due to a illegal firework in a palm tree.
Time for a drone.
With a north wind, I
agree. With a north wind, we burn almost every house down on Merrill Street.
So, okay. That's all.
Thank you. Mr. Fletcher?
No, I got it.
Vice Mayor Warren?
I have none.
Any questions for your husband? I mean the sheriff.
I have none.
Mr. Mello?
No.
Okay. Very good, sir. Yeah.
That's a good question.
I haven't had the chance to look at them real closely, but I like the arrest numbers, so it looks good. So, and I agree, talking with Chief Peabody earlier, July 4th this year, it was an outstanding fireworks show that the chamber put on. It was a great show. But, boy, the illegal fireworks this year were it was a lot. It was crazy, out of control. I mean, worst year that I've been. In my neighborhood, worst year that I can remember.
Well, for a minute there, I wasn't sure which one was it, because we were watching from across the freeway at a ranch and seeing it, and I didn't know which one to watch most, because they were actually, they spent a lot of money on them.
Yeah, so I do know the fire department was on it and doing what they could, but yeah, just interesting. So moving forward, so. Okay. Anything further, Chief, from staff?
Nothing from staff.
Very good. Okay. Moving on to item 8B, council reports, comments. Who would like to begin? Mr. Mello.
I just have a comment. Times have changed. About a week ago, I went down in a different town far away from here, and some guy just built a new sunroom, and he said, hey, you want to help me? I said, sure. So I went in the back of his place, and we carried like 8 giant pots of marijuana plants, real casual light. No, it's legal, no big deal. I just helped him carry it in his sunroom, and it would look pretty, and it was nice looking, and times have changed. I mean, you know, just to do that and casually just doing it like it was just opening a Coors beer, you know, it was just nothing, you know. That's all I have. Oh, yeah, Jose, I love you too, man.
So okay. Noted.
Okay, Larry, thank you. Vice Mayor Warren.
I don't have anything. Larry and I had LAFCO yesterday, but nothing really to report. It was pretty much house cleaning and stuff. And that's it. And I also love you, Jose. So.
Okay, thank you, Carrie.
I'm Larry. Not getting flowers. I'm drawing the line. No flowers, sorry.
Well, he brings the chocolates.
He likes
chocolate. Oh, hey. Oh, we'll talk. Okay. Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Nothing?
No.
Really? Mr. Fleischer?
My only comment is I really appreciate what the Sheriff's Department's doing lately as far as patrolling our city. I'm seeing them out there. I walk late at night, and I can remember a time when I didn't see anybody. So I really appreciate that. I appreciate what the officers and when I approach them, they've been very professional. I really like what I'm seeing. And as far as the show goes, whoever did gained all the money and everything else, it was a really, really, really good show from a distance even. I was really shocked at how long it went and the types of fireworks that were there, so my hat's off to them also.
Okay, thank you, Joe. I guess it's my turn. So it's been a busy couple of weeks. As we know as council, we've been pretty busy lately, a lot going on. But last week on Wednesday, July 3rd, I was honored Chief Peabody advised me that Assembly Member James Gallagher required assistance in reference to Assembly Bill 430. So I went to the Capitol. The bill was up before the Senate. It's the Senate Environmental Quality Committee. Do I need to say more? Okay. So it was. There were some hurdles expected in reference to AB 430, and AB 430 is we know is a bill that we desperately need here in the city of Willows to jumpstart our housing project. And as a show of support, several agencies attended and spoke in support of the bill at the hearing. So it was worth it. The first vote came up short. 3-1, but talks continued. The chair abstained. Assemblymember Gallagher is a fine legislator. He's a good man, and has developed a lot of cohesive relationships in the Capitol. It's very clear, and talks continued. And at the end of the day, the final vote was 5-1. It cleared committee, cleared the major hurdles. It's up before committee tomorrow, I believe, again. But no. Finance and governance, I believe, and no hurdles are expected as it moves forward. So that was a big plus, a big win for AB 430. So Chief, I was happy to represent the city. It was my pleasure. It was it went a little longer than we anticipated, but it was well worth the time. And Willows is on the map in Sacramento. And as Chief mentioned, that's the second bill in the last year that Willows has been part of. So City of Willows. So and just my. Our thanks on behalf of the city to Assemblyman Gallagher and his very competent staff doing fine work down there, fine work. And being a Republican in our Democratic-dominated legislature, he has a quite small office. So, but they're doing good work. Crammed as they are, they're doing excellent work. So anyway, just want to say kudos to Assemblyman Gallagher and his team, as he calls it, Team Gallagher. Just way to go. So moving forward with that. Last night, the Glen Groundwater Authority passed, I believe it was 7-0. We had one board member absent, passed the resolution adopting the Proposition 218 majority protest proceeding and setting the authority's operations fee to a max of $1.93 per acre within the sub-basin. The first year will actually be $1.61 per acre. So the public hearing was held in this chambers last night. It at about, I don't know, we had an hour and a half or so, and then the protest tabulation commenced, and I believe we were back in session about 9 o'clock, and the final motion was presented. So it was a big hurdle for the Glen Groundwater Authority, a lot of work. A lot of the staff has done good work. The board, we've got a good solid board. They've done good work. They've held together. It's been 2 years now, and a major hurdle. So we've got the funding, the operation funding in place, and it will be on the December tax bill coming out at $1.61. And the board, so we just want to keep the costs as low as absolutely possible. So $1.93 is the max on the five-year spending plan. But first year will be $1.61. So, and based on the costs and the needs, you know, it'll be adjusted as needed. So that's a big hurdle. Big hurdle we got through last night. And finally, I just wanted to say thank you to Christina Hudson of our Recreation Department. working with Sarah Hoffman and under Steve Sos umbrella. But Christina and her very capable swim instructors are doing excellent work at the city pool. And I just want to give kudos and thanks to the instructors. My granddaughter, Trindy, she's 5 years old. She went to the novice section. She's at her third year of swim lessons. Well, second year. She was too short the first year, I guess. So second year of novice, and then she went right into the, beginners, I guess. Beginners the first session, then novice the second session. But she's out of town for the next week, so she'll miss the last couple of days. But I just want to say thank you and excellent work to the swim instructors, the Willows Recreation Department. And it's... or Willows Recreation, I should say. Claire Megan Harlan, Taylor O'Reilly, Elias Stevenson, and Caitlin File. So good work. Good work to those young ladies. They do great work. They're fantastic with the kids. And the pool, thanks to TASA Public Works, that pool looks great. The Public Works team, it looks really good. So, and I know they put a lot of hours keeping that pool up and running and clean. So good work. Good work to the Willows team, as always. So I don't think I missed anything with that. So moving on to item 9, recess to closed session. Item 9A, public comment. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.3, the public will have an opportunity to directly address the legislative body on the item below prior to the council convening in the closed session. Public comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. Item 9B, liability claim. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9, claimant name Elaine Alexander, agency claimed against City of Willows, and item 9C, conference with legal counsel, anticipated litigation, significant exposure to litigation pursuant to paragraph 2 of subdivision D of Government Code Section 54956.9, number of cases 1. Any public comment on these matters before we recess to closed session? No public comment. Very good. Okay. The time is 7:32 p.m., 19:32 hours. At this time, we'll recess to closed session. Oh, 6 p.m., 20:06 hours. It is Tuesday, July 9th, 2019. We are reconvening into open session from our recess to closed session in reference to the report out, in reference to item 9B. The City Council has approved the settlement authority in reference to this matter. Time is 8:07 p.m., 20:07 hours, and meeting adjourned. Good night.